I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
So I'm here today to talk about what's fundamentally at stake right now for the families and for our country. For most of the 20th century, we led the world by a significant margin because we invested in our people. We invested in ourselves, not only in our roads and our highways and our bridges, but in our people and our families. We didn't just build an interstate highway system. We built a highway to the sky, to outer space. We invested to win the space race, and we won. We're also among the first to provide access to free education beginning back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. We invested in our children. Does anybody think today, if we're making that decision for the first time, we'd say 12 years is enough in the 21st century? 12 years is enough? It's not. But back then they did, and it's the reason why we leapt ahead of the rest of the world. Not a joke. We became among the best educated countries in the world. But somewhere along the way, we stopped investing in ourselves. America is still the largest economy in the world. We still have the most productive workers in the world and most innovative minds, but we risk losing our edge as a nation. You know, our infrastructure used to be the best in the world, not a joke, the best in the world. Today, according to the World Economic Forum, we rank 13th in the world in terms of infrastructure. Our roads, bridges, highways, internet, the whole works. 13th in the world. We used to lead the world in educational achievement. Today, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in Europe ranks America 35 out of 37 major companies when it comes to investing in early childhood education. We can't be competitive in the 21st century economy if we continue to slide the way we have. That's why I resolve that we have to once again build America from the bottom up and the middle out. Again, not the top down. And by the way, I'm a capitalist. I think if you can be a millionaire, fine. Just do your fair share. You know, trickle-down economics has always failed. It hadn't built this country. You know who built this country. Union people. People who, in fact, can make a decent, hard wage. Build the country. It's not hyperbole. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. That's why I proposed two critical pieces of legislation that are being debated back in Washington. Now, there's some really smart national press with me today, and they have understandably believed that there's no possibility of my getting this done. This has been declared dead on arrival from the moment I introduced it. But I think we're going to surprise them, because I think people are beginning to figure out what's at stake. Folks, look, these bills are not about left versus right, or about moderate versus progressive, or anything that pits one American against another. These bills are about competitiveness versus complacency. They're about expanding opportunity, not having opportunity denied. They're about leading the world and continue to let the world or let it pass us by. And by the way, they will not increase one single penny of the deficit. They are fully paid for. And all Wall Street points out they will grow employment by tens of thousands of people. 17 Nobel laureates spontaneously, Nobel laureates in economy, sent me a letter 3 weeks ago saying we'll also reduce, not increase inflation. Here's what these initiatives are all about. First, the infrastructure bill. When I say infrastructure back home, people look like infrastructure. Tell me, what the hell are you talking about, Joe? They know infrastructure generically. But it's about rebuilding the arteries of our economy. That's what it's about. Across this country right now, there are 45,000 bridges, according to the Society of Engineers. 45,000. A significant portion of them are ready to fall into the water, into the gap that they cover. There are 173 miles of roads in poor conditions that have to be built up. We're going to put hardworking Americans on the job to bring our infrastructure up to speed. Good union jobs, not $7 an hour or $15 an hour, but prevailing wage, a wage you can raise your family on. You can look at your family with pride. Jobs that can't be outsourced. Jobs laying thousands of miles of transmission lines and building a modern energy grid. Folks, we're in a situation now where you see what's happening. I've flown all over this country since coming in. You realize more of our land has been burned to the ground in the West, in the Northwest, than the entire state of New Jersey. Every single square mile in New Jersey, more has been burned down this year, in the West because of climate change and because of electric utilities failing, wires falling. We know if we can put these wires underground, we increase exponentially the service, but it costs a lot of money. We have to do it. You realize we had $90 billion in loss this calendar year because of natural disasters? $90 billion? Jobs. Making sure there's a high-speed internet, affordable and available anywhere, everywhere in America, including for nearly one in six families who go without internet. You saw what's happened when we've had this COVID. Try teaching from home. How many people do you see out in McDonald's parking lots with their kids in their cars because they get access to the internet to be able to help the kid in school? What are we doing? This is the United States of America, damn it. What are we doing? This is not hyperbole. This is a fact. These are facts. Look, more than $7 billion to build out the national network of electric vehicle charging stations. We build these charging stations, what happens? Communities build up around them. You get everything from the figurative McDonald's or the Dunkin' Donuts to the drugstore. It's real. I promise you.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.